This week marks 40 years since the Betty Ford Center opened. The famous residential treatment program in Southern California treats patients struggling with substance abuse. The former First Lady co-founded this center after she spoke about her own struggles with drugs and alcohol in the late 1970s. Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vela reports on the woman known as the First Lady of Recovery and her legacy.
Carrie Steinseifer got it. Carrie Steinseifer up in lane three.
In 1984, Carrie Bates, or Steinseifer back in those days, took home three gold medals in swimming in the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles.
But if the scoreboard is correct, then Carrie Steinseifer and Nancy Hogshead are both going to get gold medals.
But over the years, the thrill of that amazing achievement gave way to an agonizing reality. Bates was an alcoholic.
My decline into morning drinking, all day drinking, and loss of almost, really everything but my own life happened very quickly.
After years of struggles, Bates checked into the Betty Ford Center on February 1st, 2012. She's been sober ever since.
You know, Betty Ford saved my life. There's no other way to describe that. I felt so proud to be a part of the First Lady's legacy. And I knew that I wanted to follow in the footsteps of this great woman that led the way for so many of us.
Good afternoon. I'm Betty Ford, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you.
Betty Ford struggled with alcohol and prescription pain meds even before her husband, Gerald Ford, became president in 1974. After the Fords left the White House 4 years later, things got even worse.
It was very sad because, you know, she was falling. And you have to remember, my mother was a dancer. She was a very graceful woman.
Susan Ford Bales is Betty Ford's daughter.
So to see her falling and doing things like that, falling asleep at the dinner table before dinner was ever served, it was always, well, I need to finish my drink before we have dinner.
On April 1st, 1978, Susan led a Ford family intervention, pleading for her mom to get some help. That same month, Betty Ford checked into the Naval Regional Medical Center in Long Beach, California for treatment. She would reflect on that years later.
I was not only glad that my disease was treatable, but I was tremendously grateful that God was going to give me another chance.
And soon, Betty Ford's name would become synonymous with recovery. In October 1982, the Betty Ford Clinic, now called the Betty Ford Center, opened in Rancho Mirage, California. Ford was 4 years sober.
It's hard for me to express how I feel today. The emotion is welled up in me so strong.
Betty Ford would stay sober for the next 30 years, up until her death in 2011. These days, the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation has many rehab centers across the country, including a program in Aurora, Colorado, that helps children whose parents struggle with addiction, something that was very important to the former First Lady. Lindsay Chadwick manages the Hazelden Betty Ford Children's Program.
One of the first things that I love seeing kids learn when they come to our group is knowing that they're not alone. That there are other kids and families who have gone through the same thing. There's nothing wrong with their families. Their parents aren't bad people. Their parents are good people who've had a problem.
The children's program was instrumental in creating the Sesame Street character named Carly, whose mom is in recovery from addiction.
When Elma talks about a problem that Elma's having, it helps Elma feel better.
Well, me too. And so I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
Betty Ford was a trailblazer in many areas besides recovery advocacy. She was a lifelong champion of women's equal rights and was way ahead of the Republican Party in her support of gay rights and her work in AIDS activism. She was also a breast cancer survivor. Susan Ford Bales, who still sits on the board of the Betty Ford Center, says her mom made great strides in combating the stigma of breast cancer. She hopes to see the day when the stigma of addiction is erased.
So many people, you know, don't realize that the average substance use person is the painter, the teacher, the veterinarian, you know, it's doctors, it's lawyers, it's everybody in our society. people just still have a very negative attitude about it, and it really makes me sad.
Still, Betty Ford's story helped many alcoholics and addicts better understand their disease, especially women, says Carrie Bates.
What she did for women, not just in addiction, but breast cancer and, I mean, all different sorts of things is truly, I think, her greatest legacy. I mean, it's great. She was the first lady, and it's so impressive, you know, to be in the position that her and the president were in. But I just really appreciate her realness.
An authenticity that helped earn Betty Ford the nickname, the First Lady of Recovery. For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vella.